I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The city we're looking for in our GeoQuiz today has just been hosting China's biggest trade fair. The city and the answer is Guangzhou, G-U-A-N-G-Z-H-O-U, used to be called Canton. This year's Canton Fair drew nearly 200,000 people and generated more than $25 billion worth of orders. Still, China's factories are said to be feeling a serious pinch from the global economic turmoil. So business owners and managers are strategizing about how to get through it. The World's Mary Kay Magstead spoke with some of those attending the Canton Fair.
The Canton Fair gives a glimpse of just how vast and varied the production is here in the workshop of the world. The space could hold 200 football fields. During the Canton Fair, it housed 55,000 booths. Different phases of the fair featured different things. Hardware at the beginning, clothing and shoes in this closing phase. One booth, Oredi, sells frilly little girls' dresses and men's underwear. Sales manager ADN pauses from packing up his samples to say, for his company, this Canton Fair was a bust.
Last time we can get about two or three buyers. They can place order directly at the fair. But this year they cannot. They just want to see something and they want to try it.
ADN says his factory's orders are down 50 to 60% compared to last year, especially orders from the United States.
No, we have found another way, try to improve maybe our products or to get down to the price to meet the price of buyers.
Or maybe work harder at selling within China while the United States and Europe go through their economic struggles. The Chinese government has been encouraging small and medium enterprises to do just that, while also improving working conditions, reducing pollution, and moving up the value chain by selling higher-end products. Exhibitor Irene Bao is trying to do just that with her chic clothing company, Skytex.
As you know, we have a problem of currency, we have a problem of the labor problem because the expensive is very high now. And also other things like European-American markets. So for Chinese products, we have also competition with, like, India, Bangladesh. People, they find the Chinese production not cheaper anymore.
Will your company change anything in the way that it's doing things as a result of the economic
sure.
What will you do differently?
For us, we are maybe making different accessories, like shoes and bags, to complete our collection.
Bao says her company started out a decade ago, supplying known international brands. She's now also designing her own label, which accounts for about 40% of production. She says if orders from Europe and the United States keep falling off, maybe she'll boost production of clothes for her own label. And, like many factory owners, she's looking to relocate some of the work to inland provinces, where wages are cheaper. Bao admits she has a bit of a cushion to work with.
Because our company each year is growing up. At least 30 to 40%. And this year we are only maybe more or less similar like last year. So maybe 5%, 10% more.
But when you're used to 30%, that's already hard to get.
For us, it's already down. If we are not increased, so it's compared with before, it's already down.
But Bao's company still has a turnover of $45 million per year in exports. That's a whole lot better than many of China's factories are doing. One trade organization here warns that one in five of the 45,000 factories in this region could close within a couple of months, with almost 3 million jobs gone. The factories represented at this trade fair are the lucky ones, the ones still at work. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Guangzhou.